but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
Trent Walker, Oregon State wide receiver, joining us now. Do you have a peeve? Do you have something that bothers you that, you know, kind of gets under your skin a little bit?
What's up, man? Yeah, I appreciate you having me on. I think one of my biggest pet peeves is when I miss a call from a buddy or someone, and I immediately call them back, like not even 30 seconds, and then I get sent a voicemail. It's like, bro, where'd you go? I just called you back.
I love that. And do you think you're being punished? That he's like, he didn't answer my call, I'm not going to answer his call.
I think it's almost like, whatever, I don't even need anything anymore.
I'm over it already. Do people your age ever leave a voicemail?
Nah, I can't tell you last time I got a voicemail from a buddy.
If I left you a voicemail, would you even listen to it?
Yeah, I would listen to it. I think nowadays, though, like on my iPhone, it like turns it into a text message, so I could read it if I wanted to, too.
I love that. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's true. I read the voicemails. I don't answer them. Here's what I want to do, Trent. I'm going to have you on. I got some questions for you, but I want to open up the phone lines and let our listeners get a chance to talk to you. You know, a guy who's had, you know, a great season despite what's going on around him, and obviously a wonderful career at Oregon State despite, you know, the changes with conference and coaching and all that has happened in your tenure. But we'll open the phone lines as well. If you have a question for Trent Walker, the wide receiver at Oregon State, here's your chance to pepper him with a question or even a comment at 503-417-7575. Yeah, you know, if you've enjoyed watching him play, this is a good time to tell him that. Trent, let me ask you, man, look, you didn't get the result you wanted last week. That locker room must have been brutal going in after the Sam Houston loss, but how quickly do you guys kind of regroup or have you regrouped?
Yeah, I think that was definitely a tough one. I think that was an all-time low in my career as a football player. But you got to turn the page as soon as possible. I always tell the guys in the receiver room that you get 24 hours after the game, and then you got to move on. So I think it might have taken a little longer than 24 hours, but coming back to work on Tuesday, I felt like guys were ready to go again.
I'm going to go to Freddie, who's in Central Point. Freddie's going to share with us, Trent, his pee. Oh, sorry, there wasn't Freddie. That's my bad. That was my bad. See, there's my peeve. Freddie, you're on. Freddie, you're on with Trent Walker and myself. What's your peeve?
JC, Trent, how you doing? So I got multiples here. Going to an away game and you stand when, you know, Oregon's offense is on the field because that's what they do, like at the whiteout. But when Penn State comes out and you stand up and you yell your head off, everybody thinks you're annoying. Number two. Do I get a number two?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, you're at the crosswalk, and the person, I won't say the age, they just basically take baby steps. They're on their phone, picking their nose to get to the other side.
Yeah, too slow.
On the crosswalk. And let's just say this is the final one. Let's just say I'm in my over 50 age group, and Trent, you'll never do this when you're older, but I'm in that decade where when I want to play basketball, dudes just want to do half court. It's so much easier to do full court. Okay, I'm out.
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Where do you stand on half court versus full court basketball, Trent Walker?
I'm a full court guy, too.
Yeah, that's the workout. That's the point of playing, isn't it? Like, playing half court. I think there's more skill involved in a half court game. You gotta, you know, there's a little more skill. Steven, are you good with that?
Yeah, I'm good with that. I wanted to ask Trent Walker what his game is like in basketball because he's tall. He's a tall dude. Like, is he an inside guy, outside guy? Because you're what, 6'2", 6'3"? Like, I'm 6'2". I'm a guard.
Are you that tall, Trent? You're listed that tall. What's your real height?
I'm 6'2", right on the dot. We had before the season started, we had some guys from the NFL come and measure us. all our seniors, and they got me at 6'2 on the dot with no shoes.
I was going to say, with or without shoes, that's a big question.
Yeah, what's your game like in basketball?
I would say I kind of fit the stereotype. I'm a good shooter. I got some good handles. In high school, I was more of like a thrasher, and I played guard.
There you go.
Sneaky athleticism. That just means white guy.
Yeah. All right. So when you give us an idea, you got this game at Tulsa. What do you see on film when you look at Tulsa?
Yeah, they're a good group. They play a lot of quarters. They press a lot on the perimeter. They got some big guys in the box. You got to respect every opponent, but we're going into this one excited and trying to get a road game.
I am interested, health-wise, you healthy? How is the team in general? I know that there's always concern about injuries and giving away too much information, but the general health of this team right now, where are you guys?
Yeah, I mean, this late in the season, of course, there's going to be some guys banged up and whatnot. So I think, to be general, I think we're pretty healthy, but obviously we are missing a few pieces here and there.
I am, Rob Akey, your interim coach, came on, and, I kind of came at him right out of the gates, and I told him, that was brutal to watch the way that unfolded, and, a lot of fans were disappointed, and I felt like you guys should have won the game, and it's, I don't think there's any frustration that is greater than what you guys are feeling, though. So what was that like to go into the locker room after that game, does it get any easier, or are they all painful when the season's going the way it's gone?
No, it definitely doesn't get any easier. That one was tough. I couldn't even look at my teammates in the eyes because I felt like I let them down, especially on that fourth down, the last play of the game. The pass got broken up, but I felt like I could have ran a better route to get myself more open. So I couldn't even look at dudes in the eyes. I went straight to the back of the locker room in like the tunnel area and just sat there for a while, especially with it being my senior night and whatnot. That one was tough. I said earlier that was probably an all-time low.
You are, you've got a couple opportunities here left, and you're going to get another shot at Washington State, who you've already beat. What would it mean to you guys to finish 2-0 in these next two?
Yeah, anytime you can finish the season strong and carry that into the off season, I think it's good for the program and the university. It's going to be real nice going down to Pullman and beating them twice in 1 year.
I know this is a hard one, but have you made a decision on what you're going to do next year? What's left for you? What are you thinking about? I'm sure that a lot can happen in the next couple of weeks, but where's your head right now?
Yeah, the ultimate goal of mine is to play in the NFL. So I'll see where I kind of stand on that, where teams see me. I haven't made a decision yet. I do got that extra year coming back. I haven't made a decision yet. I think I might take a vacation away from football first week of December and kind of try to figure it out.
Where are you going to go?
I haven't decided yet. Hopefully somewhere sunny like Florida, Hawaii.
Go to Hawaii. Florida's a long way to go, and you don't is there friends or family in Florida, or I would go to Hawaii.
Yeah, I got some buddies in Florida. My freshman year roommate actually is moving out there. But I know my girlfriend's been bugging me to go to Hawaii.
You're going to Hawaii, I can tell you already. All right, Jamba, have you tried the acai bowls at Jamba yet? I hear they're to die for.
Yeah, I've had them in the past. I recently just tried Aloha pineapple smoothie over there. That was pretty good.
There you go, Aloha pineapple. I'll say aloha to you now, Trent Walker. Take care of yourself. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, appreciate you.
All right, there he goes. That was fun. We had fun with that. It's not always easy, when Oregon State's having a tough year, Portland State's having a tough year. It's not always easy to do these interviews, folks. Don't feel bad for me, but I'm looking at that guy. He comes on every week, And he says it's he went to the back of the locker room. Are you kidding me? He's got nothing to be ashamed of.
He blamed himself. Yeah, he's the last guy to blame himself for anything.
I'm sitting here shaking my head going, no, that's not where I would put
it. It shows the type of leader he is, man, the type of dude that he is. Like, he's going to put it all on his shoulders no matter what.
Punch and audio coming up. Ann Cudd, Portland State president, 5 at 5. We're taking you right into NFL football. Leave it here.